So what we'd like to do now is to move into a meditation just before we receive a channeling from Kryon. So I invite you now to close your eyes and focus on the area of your heart, the love engine of your body. Just feel into this supercapacitor of love, your love engine. There is an intelligence within your heart. There is a communication that occurs between your heart, your pineal, and the brain every time we wish to tap into our intuition, the love from the Creator, that place of stillness where we find peace, tranquility. All of it connects in with your love engine. And the interesting thing with the love engine is that there is no manual or guide for accessing the love engine. It is simply an energy that radiates out and touches everything that gives permission to receive the love radiation that flows from it. There is no instructions, no manual, no guidance. There is simply the allowance of an energy that exists forever to touch you and reach you so that it can transform and catalyze everything in your life, if that is your desire. And so let us thank our beautiful love engine, our heart. Thank you, beautiful heart. Thank you, beautiful love engine, for being a part of me. Let us also extend our gratitude and thanks to Kryon, who flows to us now through the heart area.
Are you afraid of love? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a question. And you might say, no, I'm not afraid of love, Kryon. Really? I'm going to tell you a story. And the story is going to emphasize what love might be. We speak of love in a way that perhaps you haven't heard before. There's many kinds of love. In fact, there are languages on the planet who have many words for love, depending upon how it's used. The biggest one, it's the one from that which you say comes from above. In your language, that means from the Creator. Some say it's the love of God, the love of Spirit. Would you be afraid of that? And I'm going to tell you something. Most of you are, and you don't even know it, because it doesn't sit well with what you've been told or what you think. The story I want to tell is when I first came to the man in the chair who sits here now, channeling this you hear, which is Kryon. I am so in love with all of you. Even as you listen to this, this is his story from my side. When he finally sat in the chair, this engineer in his mid-40s, he gave an ultimatum, you might say. He was tired of what was going on in his life and what he was being told and the synchronicities that would put him in the chair. But he had to see for himself if there was something there. And so what he said to Spirit as we all gathered around, figuratively holding our breath, you might say, the guides, the angels, all of us. He said, if you're there, show me. I have no words in your language, but I have a lot of love. That was the point at which we had permission to show him. We knew who he was. We couldn't do it subtly. It had to be something he would remember for life that would either change him or put him in permanent denial forever. He sat in the chair and we smothered him with the love of his soul, the love of the Creator, the love of his ancestors. We smothered him. He melted. He sobbed. He went into a state he didn't expect, and he popped out of the chair angry. And we knew we had him. We had him with the love that he had never experienced before. And this is what I want to talk about. From his standpoint, he may even have had a trip to the other side of the veil for just a moment. He may have felt home. He may have felt the ancestors. He may have felt everything there was to feel. And every cell of his body was awakened with love. And what happened is it made him uncomfortable. He would say later, before he sat in the chair, don't do that again. Give it to me slowly because I can't take it. And so we did. But we got his attention. And every time he sat down, like he sits today, we come in immediately, quickly, without question. And he can feel what he feels now. He's in a different place, you might say, filled with safety, filled with a love that is permanent and unconditional and unchanging. That's the love that Spirit has for you. The rest is history with him, in that he took 3 years, dear ones, to assimilate the reality from who he was to who we would become. 3 years. Now, in that time of 1989 and in those conditions and in the culture for its day, this is understandable. There are many today who are awakening in this fashion almost overnight. They start to see that the love that they felt and are feeling and that is new was always there. And so they are welcoming it in and saying, I knew it was possible. Are you afraid of love? Your culture does not embrace such a thing. It wants you to be a little more serious, perhaps. Even if you're a fun person, they don't want you to be suddenly spiritually filled with so much love you're going to change on them. There is a cultural pressure not to awaken. Some of it is created by your institutions, the ones that are spiritual, who say you have to be in the corner, you're not worthy, don't do this, don't do that. And therefore, this love can never get to you. And you have then believed that. And it keeps you at bay, you might say, from saying, show me. You're not afraid of love, perhaps, from an individual, romantic. You're not afraid of love that would come pouring at you from an animal, your pet. And you'd welcome that, but boy, when it comes to receiving the love of the Creator, you're very careful. And some of you said, I want to go everywhere but there. I don't want to do that. Because what are the fears is that you will change. That's what you've been told. You'll be changing. I would like to tell you the truth right now. Will you change? Absolutely. But the change is going to be a benevolent, beautiful one that you will never forget, that will take you into a peaceful countenance, an existence that is different from the old you, one that does not have worry all the time, one that is not in fear all the time, one who sees a perception of others completely differently than you might before that time when you said, "Show me." You're afraid because you're told you should be. And then there are those of you, you old souls, who are starting to say, "What if? What if I always had the ability for this love? What if it's always been here inside me and that I've sheltered it? What if I have closed it in with the filters of my time and my day? What if it's bigger than I thought?" This month is celebrated for love. It is indeed romantic love, but it goes so much further. It's permission to talk about love. In the Circle of 12 tonight, we're going to continue this idea that there's so much love around you that you are not necessarily accepting or aware of, or, are you ready, taking advantage of. In other words, what if love itself, especially from the Creator, has an energy that can permeate yourselves, your very biology? What if this love can settle things down for you? And that which is your consciousness, or the things that perhaps bother you, what if it's more than just sitting and being loved? What if it's a salve, an ointment, you might say, of peace for you that flows over you, pours over you, that you can sit and go, "Oh, if I'd known this was there, I would have done it when I was a kid. If I'd known this was there, I would have done it first thing as soon as I woke up. If I'd known this was there, I would have been a different person a long time ago." That's what we're telling you, dear ones. You are magnificent. You are dearly loved. All of you. From that which you say is God, the creative source, maybe it's time you said, "Show me." And so it is.